Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. I have read of the great men and women of faith. One in particular intrigues me so much. His name, Smith Wigglesworth. He had some of the most outrageous miracles I ever heard of in my life. Let me give you one example. Some parents had a two-month-old baby dying in the hospital. The parents kidnapped the child, took the child to a Smith Wigglesworth meeting, and Smith looks at the child, looks at the parents, and say, "Can I do what God tells me to do?" Well, what would you do if you were the parents? Child's dying anyway, right? He takes the baby, two-month-old, throws the baby against the wall. The baby. Then the baby's on the floor. Have you ever seen someone play soccer? Have you ever seen them kick a soccer ball? He does that with the baby. The baby falls into the congregation. No crying. Is it dead? 100% healed. No crying. Now, we are so honored. We have the great granddaughter of Smith Wigglesworth, and she's going to talk when that same fire that was on Smith came upon her, and she says, if you will believe, she wants to release that same fire on you. Oh, yeah.
Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
You know, Will, I can't imagine what it was like growing up in your home where your mother lived very close to your great-grandfather.
Sid, she told me one of her favorite nights was Wednesday night. And on Wednesday night, the family would go to Grandpa Wigglesworth's house. And she said the presence of God was so strong in that house.
There's something about your great-grandfather I've always wondered. He was a pretty rough person. He would punch people that were dying in the stomach. He would kick them. Do you know why he did that?
Well, my mom and dad explained to me that he operated in the discerning of spirits very strongly. And so when he was praying for the sick, he would see the demonic spirit behind the sickness. And that's what he was punching. That's what he was hitting. But sometimes...
No, he punched people in the stomach.
He did.
But that's where the spirit was, the demon was. I get it.
Sometimes he said he would be praying for the sick, and he would see a pair of hands go, and he would put his hands on the Lord's hands, and healing took place.
What was your home like when one of the kids got sick?
Where we lived in the Congo, my mom and dad were missionaries there. There were no doctors. There were no hospitals. My dad wasn't a doctor.
So if God didn't heal you, you'd be dead.
My mom wasn't a nurse. She would just call my dad, and together they would pray for us. We would fall asleep and wake up well. That's all we knew.
That's enough. not only was healing normal in your home, the supernatural was normal. Tell me about that house without any furniture in Zambia.
Well, Mom and Dad had to leave the Congo when the war came, and we found ourselves in Zambia. We rented a home, but we had no furniture. And one day, Mom and Dad went out to pray for somebody, and I was about 15 at the time. I was alone at home, and this big furniture van arrived. They said, "Is this where the Reverend Berry lives?" I said, "Yes, it is." And so they said, "Well, just sign here." I signed, and I opened the doors, and in came the furniture. And I said, "Well, the lounge furniture will go there, the dining room there, the bedroom there, lamps, kitchen, a stove, a fridge. Everything we needed came into the house." And I had just signed for it. And my mom and dad came home, and they walked in, and they said, "Lil, what have you done?"
What did you do?
I was used to God providing. I learned something that day.
What?
Said, I learned that if you sign for it, it's yours.
I like that.
If you see it in the Word of God, sign for it. If you see healing is in the Word of God, sign for it, it's yours. If you see a miracle of finance, sign for it, it's yours.
Tell me about a guest that I've had on this show. His name is Jack Sheffield. You know him well. Because he tells me you prayed for him, and the same fire on Smith Wigglesworth came on him. Do you remember when it came on you?
When we get baptized in the Holy Spirit, we get baptized with the fire as well. We've got the fire of God on us and in us. All I need to do is activate that in people's lives.
Well, a little later on in the show, will you do that?
We'll do that.
I'm looking forward to it. Now, Jack says that he has tremendous miracles since the fire was activated in him.
I've prayed for many people, Sid, and they go on and do far greater things than I've ever seen.
One of the things you talk about is you ask God for significant miracles. What's a significant miracle?
It's a miracle that everybody would know about. I was invited to Kenya to help a church in a very poor area, and they said, would I go for a week and help the church grow? And so when we got there, we prayed in the first meeting that God would give us a significant miracle. We also prayed that they would put a roof on the church because it's going to take faith. They couldn't afford, nobody in that village could afford to put a roof on a church that size. We said, God, by the end of this week, would you please finance the roof for this church? Well, in that first meeting, there was a young boy, about 10 or 12, he came up with his little sister of about 5, and he said to me, she can understand everything we tell her to do, but she cannot speak. She's never spoken. And I knew this was the significant miracle because the whole village knew this little girl. So we prayed for her that night. We rebuked that dumb spirit. And then the next evening, I said, is that young girl in the meeting? And the crowd said, yes, 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 and they brought her forward. And so I thought I would have to teach her how to speak. And so I said, say mama. And she rattled off something, and they all began to laugh. I said, what did she say? They said, she said, I don't have to say mama like a baby. I can talk big talk now, like my big brother now.
Well, I would imagine that traveled throughout the village.
Well, it did. The church.
I would call that a significant miracle.
Yes.
But what happened to the
roof? So the church was filling up, and then the very last meeting we had, there was a very nicely dressed elderly gentleman, and he came up to me and he said, I have been away from my village for many years. I went away to work. And he said, I've come home and I see this church needs a roof and I am going to pay for the roof.
You know, I've read about this, but I want to ask a little question when we come back. In 1939, Smith Wigglesworth saw the future of all the moves of God. I want to find out exactly what was prophesied and where we are right now on the moves of God's Spirit when we come back.
ISN, the It's Supernatural online network, is not just another Christian TV network. ISN offers live streaming of programs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right on your mobile devices or smart TVs.
ISN lets me watch my favorite shows anytime I want.
These exclusive programs are life-changing. Multitudes report getting healed and having their prayers answered. Get ready to receive your supernatural breakthrough, your healing, your miracle. Download the free ISN app today.
Well, someone told me you basically used to be a shy person.
I was very shy because being born in the bush, I didn't meet many people. Of course, being the pastor's daughter, people ask you, would you do something at youth? Would you give a testimony? I heard myself saying, no, I can't do that. And I got so tired of hearing myself say no. And so I said, God, the next thing you ask me to do, I'm going to say yes. Well, guess what happened?
What?
A pastor phoned me.
Hello?
And said, Lil, it's Mother's Day on Sunday, and I felt the Lord said, I must ask you to come and preach in my church.
He knows how to set us up.
You know, in those days, we had those old-fashioned phones with the wire connected to the desk. I remember putting that wire behind my back so he couldn't hear. And I said, God, I can't believe you. And then I took the phone back and I said, I'll be there, Pastor. Thank you very much. Because I had said it. If I had said no there, I would not be sitting here today.
God is saying, if I can trust you in little things, I will trust you in big things. 1939, your great-grandfather hears from God, prophesies what's going to happen in the future. What did he say?
He prophesied that after the war, there would be a healing revival, and there was.
Yes.
And then he prophesied there would be a charismatic revival, and there was. Amongst many of the denominational churches, the Holy Spirit fell. And then he said, I see people going to church with pens and notepads. And that was the word of faith movement.
The teaching movement.
That's right. And then he began to say, I see it. I see it. He said, I see the greatest, imagine this, the greatest revival the world has ever seen.
And you know what? You know what? I see that too. Now, God spoke to you personally, and said you would have a part in it. What did he tell you?
He stood by my bed one night and he said, I am going to do a work in your day, which even if it were told you, you would hardly believe it. And every day I said, tell me, Lord, I'll believe it, I'll believe it.
Well, you and I are going to see it very soon. You are going to see it very soon. So, you're speaking or praying for a group of doctors in Switzerland, and God shows up again. What happened?
They asked me to open in prayer. And as I said, Father, that's all I said, I went into a vision, and I saw Jesus sitting in a chair. And we were sitting around him, and he looked at me and he said, tell me your stories. in this last move of God, in this mighty revival that's coming, there will be so many stories, there will be so many testimonies. And we need to know, when we tell our testimony and when we tell our story, we're telling Him. And His anointing is on that. And when we tell our story and our testimony, it brings people to Jesus. It brings people of other faiths to Jesus. And everybody must begin to tell their stories. Tell your neighbor your testimony. Tell the people in your street what Jesus has done. The people in the shops where you are. I want to say to you, tell your stories. Heaven is listening to you. And the anointing of God will be on you. You will be a soul winner, because we are in the days when it's souls, 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 souls. Miracles are important. God wants you healed and He wants you well. And He wants you to tell people about it, because it's time for souls, souls, souls.
Lil, you raise up teams of people, and there was a team that went to a hospital ward, and what happened?
Okay, this was very recent, and the team went into the hospital, and they were just going from bed to bed. Can we pray for you? Can we pray for you? Everybody said yes. Everybody said yes. Until they got to one man, and he just said, no, thank you. So they just left him, and they went to the next bed, and they prayed for each bed, and then they left. Well, 2 days later, they thought they'll go back and see how the patients
sure.
are. When they got to the ward, it was absolutely empty, except for one man in the bed. And he said, you're the team that came to pray
you're
the other day. He said, please come and pray for me. He said, they're all healed and they've all gone home.
Could you imagine if you, everyone there in the ward was healed except you, and you're the only one that said, no, I don't want prayer. You couldn't wait for them to come back. When we come back, I want to hear a couple of the many, many secrets of the power of Smith Wigglesworth that you were told. And then I want you to pray for the fire to come on everyone that wants this. Be right back.
Call now and get Lillian DeFinn's Smith Wigglesworth Healing and Miracles Package, which includes her anointed two-part audio CD teaching, The God of Wow and Now, and her My Life Book Journal. Plus, this special bonus, Lillian DeFinn's great-grandfather Smith Wigglesworth's two-book set, The Greatest Bible Promises for Faith and Miracles, and for Healing and Comfort. This exclusive offer is for our rich supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 951. Through Lillian DeFinn's anointed two-part audio CD teaching series, you will understand the secret of Lillian's great-grandfather Smith Wigglesworth's great faith, power, and anointing. Included on this audio CD, Lillian DeFinn prays a prayer of impartation for you to receive the Smith Wigglesworth anointing of faith, fire, and healing. You will also receive Lillian DeFinn's journal, My Life Book. In this journal, you'll find space provided for you to record your dreams, visions, words from God, and important happenings. The journal contains a special blessing from Lillian DeFinn, keys to Smith Wigglesworth's anointing, instructions on how to use your life book journal, Lillian DeFinn's glory declarations for you to decree and declare over yourself. Through the keeping of your own My Life Book journal, you will learn to hear God's voice more clearly, learn benefits of journaling your events and encounters with God, receive an impartation of the Smith Wigglesworth fire and anointing. Plus, you will receive this special bonus, Smith Wigglesworth's two-book set, The Greatest Bible Promises for Faith and Miracles, and for Healing and Comfort. These two books are full of Smith Wigglesworth's favorite scriptures, powerful quotes, and personal insights. You can keep these books by your bedside, carry them in your purse, and take them wherever you go. Don't miss out on getting Lillian DeFinn's Smith Wigglesworth Healing and Miracles Package, which includes her anointed two-part audio CD teaching, The God of Wow and Now, and her My Life Book Journal. Plus, this special bonus, Lillian DeFinn's great-grandfather Smith Wigglesworth Wigglesworth's two-book set, The Greatest Bible Promises for Faith and Miracles and for Healing and Comfort. This exclusive offer is for our Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9516. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9516 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Tell me a couple of secrets of your great-grandfather's power that were significant to you.
Well, I think many people have read the books, and they know that he never went to school, because in those days, the children were sent to the mill to work while they were little children. So he was six when he went to work. So he never learned to read and write, but his wife taught him how to read and write. And the secret of his faith was that he learned to read the Word of God, and it was the only book he ever read. And he said he would like to read it aloud, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So he was a man of great faith. Secondly, he would take communion every day. He said it was the great exchange. It was an exchange of his life for the life of Jesus. He was often heard to say, "Oh, he's a lovely Jesus. He loved Jesus." And then my dad told me that it didn't matter what subject he started on, he would always end up talking about the Holy Spirit. He loved the Holy Spirit. I'll tell you this quickly. One day there was a man in a wheelchair, and he said to the man, "What's up?" That's how he would talk. "What do you want me to pray for?" He thought he would say, "I want to walk." But this man said, "I want the Holy Spirit." Grandpa was so thrilled. He prayed for him to have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit fell on him, and he jumped up healed.
You know, there's been so many reports of you praying for people to have the fire, but as you explained it, you're just praying for the fire that's already in us to be released. And when that fire is released, then all the gifting that God had ordained for us, that's why everyone won't be the same. Everyone won't be, that gets the fire, won't be like your great-grandfather. Everyone won't be like you, won't be like me, but will be the fingerprint, that unique fingerprint that God made you. You are fearfully and wonderfully made by a God who is wonderful. Would you pray for the release? Now, if you're born from above, that means you've told God you're sorry for your sins. You believe the blood of Jesus has washed them away, and you have made with your mouth and to the best of your ability, your heart, Jesus is Lord, and confess that with your mouth. Do it right now. Take you 15 seconds, just as I'm speaking. You are qualified to be filled with the Holy Spirit and fire, according to the Word of God. Lil, would you pray?
Yes. Let me just say this. When Elijah had the altar all ready and he called on God for the fire, it burnt up that sacrifice. It burnt up the water. The scripture says this, it even burnt up the dust. And when the fire of God comes, it burns up the dust in our lives. It makes way for the river of God to flow, because the Holy Spirit wants you to heal the sick, raise the dead, and cast out devils. He wants you to have the fire of God. And if you want that, all over the world, whoever is under the sound of my voice, I want you to put your hand on your belly right here like this. And I speak fire on you in Jesus' name. I say fire, 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 fire. Receive the fire of God in Jesus' name right now. It's yours. Thank you, Lord.
Smith Wigglesworth, often referred to as the Apostle of Faith, was one of the pioneers of the Pentecostal revival that occurred a century ago. Thousands came to salvation in his meetings. Hundreds were healed of serious illnesses and diseases as supernatural signs followed his ministry. Lillian DeFinn is the great-granddaughter of Smith Wigglesworth, and she carries the same fire, love, and faith that her great-grandfather did. She has imparted the fire and anointing of Smith Wigglesworth to many believers. Now she is ready to impart to you the Smith Wigglesworth anointing, so you too will walk with Holy Spirit fire, faith, and healing. Call now and get Lillian DeFinn's Smith Wigglesworth Healing and Miracles Package, which includes her anointed two-part audio CD teaching, The God of Wow and Now, and her My Life Book Journal. Plus this special bonus, Lillian DeFinn's great-grandfather Smith Wigglesworth's two-book set, The Greatest Bible Promises for Faith and Miracles, and for Healing and Comfort. This exclusive offer is for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9516. Through Lillian DeFinn's anointed two-part audio CD teaching series, you will understand the secret of Lillian's great-grandfather Smith Wigglesworth's great faith, power, and anointing. Understand how everyone, including you, can do special miracles. Find out the importance of taking communion daily to remember the great exchange of Jesus' life for yours. Discover how to deepen your relationship with the person of the Holy Spirit so you can experience the power, the glory, and the supernatural of God every day. Included on this audio CD series, Lillian DeFinn prays a prayer of impartation for you to receive the Smith Wigglesworth anointing of faith, fire, and healing. You will also receive Lillian DeFinn's journal, My Life Book. She prepared for you a way to record your own events, encounters, and words from God. In this journal, you'll find space provided for you to record your dreams, visions, words from God, and important happenings. The journal contains a special blessing from Lillian DeFinn, keys to Smith Wigglesworth's anointing, instructions on how to use your life book journal, Lillian DeFinn's glory declarations for you to decree and declare over yourself. Through the keeping of your own My Life Book journal, you will learn to hear God's voice more clearly, learn benefits of journaling your events and encounters with God, receive an impartation of the Smith Wigglesworth fire and anointing. Plus, you will receive this special bonus, Lillian DeFinn's great-grandfather Smith Wigglesworth's two-book set, The Greatest Bible Promises for Faith and Miracles and for Healing and Comfort. These two books are full of Smith Wigglesworth's favorite scriptures, powerful quotes, and personal insights. You can keep these books by your bedside, carry them in your purse, and take them wherever you go. Don't miss out on getting Lillian DeFinn's Smith Wigglesworth Healing and Miracles Package, which includes her anointed two-part audio CD teaching, The God of Wow and Now, and her My Life Book Journal. Plus this special bonus, Lillian DeFinn's great-grandfather Smith Wigglesworth's two-book set, The Greatest Bible Promises for Faith and Miracles and for Healing and Comfort. This exclusive offer is for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9516. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9516 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural.
What if the one true God of Israel actually wrote a prayer that would bring you supernatural favor, prosperity, healing, protection, wisdom, miracles, and so many other blessings? The truth is, he did. I'm Warren Marcus. Join me on the next It's Supernatural with Sid Roth and discover the only prayer in the entire Bible written by God himself.